Okay, hey everyone. Welcome to episode 5.
Episode 5.
Spooncast Radio.
Already.
Yeah. Already. Jinx.
We have over 100 downloads already. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, we're superstars. We're rock stars.
We are.
Yep.
We're awesome.
Episode 5, and that's amazing. That is the most amazing thing I have said this episode.
It is. It is the most amazing thing you've said this episode.
Yeah.
Definitely. Except later in the episode.
Yeah, later I say some
you
more.
Say some pretty amazing stuff.
Yeah, I do. And we
we
definitely know this for sure.
Yeah, we do. What do we have this episode?
We have some pretty big news, obviously.
We do have really, really big news.
Obviously, the world has changed in many ways now, and we'll...
Many, many ways.
Yeah. So we have some big news.
We got news. We have two skits.
Yep, we have two skits.
Two skits.
Two tiny skits. We've been getting a lot of complaints that our skits are too long, so... I decided to start the Tiny Skits project, which is just like minute long or like page long skits. Basically, I have one or two jokes, and they're all pretty good, I guess.
They are. And they're like less than 2 minutes at least, and we know because we've already done them.
Yeah, in the rehearsal for the intro, I guess.
Yeah, in the rehearsal. I saw BJ Novak Saturday. Right. That was cool.
How was that?
That was amazing. Oh, it's so funny. I don't even want to do his jokes on the show, even though I will later.
Yeah, you're going to end up doing them anyway.
Yeah, probably. But, it was so funny. You just go to YouTube and type in, BJ Novak stand-up.
Yeah.
And... a lot of the same jokes, and it was so it's hilarious. I was in the fourth row. That was cool.
The would've fourth row
closer. The fourth row.
Wow.
Yeah, I would have gotten closer, but some crazy lady cut me off.
Some crazy lady. Oh yeah, yeah.
Crazy lady.
What?
She was crazy.
What? You were telling me earlier about something about like after the show they opened up for Q&A.
Oh yeah. Some other lady, not the crazy lady that cut me off, but some other lady like stood up and was like, "So hey, where are you staying tonight?" What?
Oh no, sorry, my mom walked in. Yeah.
But yeah, she said it really provocatively, and BJ laughed, and he said, "I can't disclose that information."
That would be funny.
It would. It was pretty funny. So.
Yeah, we were just flying through this.
We
got
are.
To have some. Oh. Oh, I just realized I'm not recording.
Are you serious?
Yeah, we have to. No, I'm just kidding.
I hate you. That's you jerk.
Yeah, I punked you.
I'm
You just got punked.
I'm angry. I'm gonna hit you.
No, don't hit me. Don't.
I'm gonna hit you.
Don't.
I'm gonna.
Oh. Ow. Stop. You hit me. You stop it. You hit me in the you hit me in the eyeball.
Yeah. Oh. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Oh, okay, good. That helped.
You know what? I have the strangest feeling of deja vu right now.
I do too.
Almost
but
like
only like
almost like we've done the first 8.5 minutes of this episode before.
Yeah. Yeah, basically. That's what it feels like.
Almost like that.
Only, I think we talked about some different stuff in the previous time.
Yeah.
That we did it. Because we're running out.
Yeah.
Should we just do a tiny skit one?
Yeah, we might as well. I mean, we ran all over right. Anyway. Not that anyone knows what I'm talking about right now.
Tiny skit one.
Okay. Okay, I'll start. Hey, you want to hear a joke?
No. Every time you tell me a joke, it always ends up being something stupid.
No, what? No, my jokes are always hilarious. They're always funny and witty and hilarious.
Last week you told me that stupid aren't you glad I didn't say banana joke?
Man, that's a classic.
No, it's lame.
No, it's a... Man, just... Man, just let me tell you a joke, man. Okay, man? Man?
Alright, man. Fine.
Okay, alright. Okay. Knock, knock.
Who's
wait. Let me start over.
You haven't said anything yet.
Okay, alright. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
Interrupting cow who?
Aren't you glad I didn't say banana?
I hate you.
Epic
fail. Epic,
epic fail. Yeah.
See? Our other skit is much better.
See? Tiny skit.
It's tiny skit, less than a minute.
Tiny skits. Are tiny.
Could have been better, though.
It's like a one joke, two joke thing. It could have been better.
Yeah, it could have been better.
Could have been better?
Yeah.
How could it
have... I think you need to go back to college and do your creative writing stuff.
What? Why? What was wrong with it?
You're... I don't know.
Alright.
You said epic fail.
No, you said it.
Oh. I could have swore you said it.
You said it.
Contest. We have a contest.
Oh, I just sucker punched you, man. Ah. Ah. I just sucker punched you in the... Yeah. Kind of hit you in the throat there, didn't I?
Yeah.
Wow. Sorry about that. I was aiming for your knee, but my eyes were closed. So.
Oh, that's not cool. That's not cool, man. Not cool. All right. Even.
Whoop. Whoop.
Are we even?
Yeah.
Okay. Truce.
Whoop. What were you gonna say?
We have a contest for our listeners.
Oh, yeah, we do. We do have a contest.
For every episode thus far, including this one, we have said one word, and that word does not make sense at all. And if you know what that word is, email us at spoonfilms@gmail.com, and you will receive a cash prize. Yeah, it's true. A cash prize.
Yep.
Cause
we will send you...
We are rich.
Yeah, if... we are rich, however, we're also sort of running out of money.
At the same time.
So, yeah, donations are totally welcome because we're like halfway through our allotted amount of storage. And in order to get more, we have to buy it by getting a pro account. So
we can buy monthly subscriptions. Like, we can pay each month. I'm not sure what those are. I can check real quick. But you can also get the yearly, which is something like $100.
Yeah. The yearly ends up costing less. So yeah.
But, I mean, if we get it...
totally welcome.
If we get the month-to-month, all we have to raise is $10 at first, which isn't too bad, but then we'll have to pay it again next month to keep the storage. But we are running out of storage, so if you can help us out at all, that would be greatly appreciated.
If you like us, if you like our podcast, and you like listening to our funny stuff.
And if you don't like us, we will also accept bribes in the amount over $100,000 to stay off the air. We will take that money. It's a piece, though, $100,000
a piece. Man, we're free radio. We're kicking the man in the teeth.
Okay.
I'm not accepting it. I'm not accepting. I'll do this show alone if I have to.
Fine.
I'll do this show alone, man. Freedom of speech, number one, man.
I don't even want to go into politics, man.
It'll have to be like $250,000 for me.
Okay, I'll take that too. Yeah, okay. All right, $250,000 to keep us off the air. A piece.
Or $100 to keep us on the air. Not each. I mean,
it's up to one 100 single amount.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Well, speaking of freedom. Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of what?
I was gonna say speaking of freedom of speech, and then talk about our big news, but we'll do that later, I guess.
That's the climax. The climax we're not at the big news.
We're not there yet.
No, we're not even close, man. But what else?
Wow, we're not close. No, we're not close at all.
No, we're not. I was surfing the internet, and I found Yahoo's top-rated movies of all time. And number one is The Dark Knight. I was pretty excited.
Yeah, that's pretty. I was pretty accurate. It's pretty.
Yeah, it was a great
awesome movie.
But yeah,
it has some awe.
The top 10 were like all really great movies, except Fireproof is number 2, and I haven't seen that.
Wait, what was number 2?
Fireproof.
I heard good things about that. Marissa wanted to see that.
Well, obviously, it's pretty good.
Well, yeah.
I mean, it's the number 2 best movie ever, apparently, on Yahoo.
Yeah.
So,
well, now it's gotta be crap. Good. Now I have to see it.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna put that on the must-watch list. Spooncast Radio.
My Netflix list.
Except, I'm pretty sure every other one we've seen in the top 10, everything from Donnie Darko to Raiders of the Lost Ark, and of course Star Wars, Lord of the Rings, Iron Man, Godfather, Shawshank Redemption.
You know, I'm not a big fan of Lord of the Rings.
Nah, it's just a bunch of guys walking. I mean,
yeah,
they ran into some like giant eagles, like early on, and then later the giant eagles rescued them at Mount Doom or Mordor or whatever it's called. It's been so long since I've seen it or read it. Yeah. But why didn't they just take the? Why didn't they just take the eagles there in the first place? It would have like,
I don't know,
saved them so much time and money and time and.
It used to be like so huge. Everyone was like, "Lord of the Rings, man!" Oh man, the trees, man, the unks or whatever the trees are called.
Ents.
They have some weird ents. Yeah, they're like the ents. Yeah, they're the Ents. They're trees, man, and they talk. And I'm like, oh, talking trees. That's really exciting.
It was, man.
Damn. And it's like five guys walking to a mountain to throw a ring in.
And they're not even like...
That's pretty cool.
Full-sized guys. They're like hobbits. Short.
they are somewhat like hobbits, aren't they? they're very similar to hobbits.
But the book is kind of like poetry.
Yeah, the book's probably better.
Yeah, it is.
I usually, like the Harry Potter books are better than, or the, yeah, the books are better than the movies, obviously.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I just made myself sound like a third grader. Like, you're reading big advanced classic literature like Lord of the Rings, and I'm like Harry Potter. I wish I could. I think I'm just gonna take a picture of like my desk that has like 100,000 books stacked up on it, and just take a picture so people don't think I just read like Harry Potter. Although Harry Potter, that is like 7 of the 100,000 there. So
yeah, that's so serious.
But I also have Beowulf. Beowulf and Frankenstein and Fahrenheit 451.
Nice.
And
nice.
The Great Shark Hunt.
And, I have all my books in a drawer, so. Fail.
Fail.
Okay, well. Yeah.
I just burned my books.
Oh. So we have another skit. It's about that time.
Yeah, okay. Alright, Tiny Skit 2. You are in 2, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Tiny Skit 2, alright. Hey. Hey, what you got there? Is that bubblegum, man?
Yep.
Oh, wow. Can I have some?
Nope.
What? Come on, man. Please.
Nope.
Aw, just give me one piece. I'll give you $1,000,000 if I ever make $1,000,000.
Deal.
Narrator, 80 years later. Eh? What's going on out there?
I heard you finally made $1,000,000 by creating that new kind of robot that isn't programmed to kill all humans.
Yeah, that's right. So you've come to congratulate me on my success, eh?
Nope. Just came over here in my hovermobile to collect my space cash.
I'm not giving you a space dime.
We had a deal, don't you remember?
I don't remember what I had for breakfast.
I knew I shouldn't have given you any bubblegum.
Hey, what? Is that space saltwater taffy?
Yeah.
I said, is that space saltwater taffy?
Yeah, it is.
Can I have some?
Uh-uh.
I'll give you my space laser gun.
No.
What? I'll give you my space watch.
No.
I'll give you my space fish.
No. Isn't it weird how all the stuff in the future has to legally have the word space in front of it?
Yeah, really. Who would have thought that that's what Space President Obama meant by change the whole time? All he did was put the word space in front of everything to make it sound cooler.
Yeah. We should have moved to Space Mars when he went into office.
But that's all the way in space.
Yeah, we'd have to take a space shuttle there.
That would space suck.
Yeah, that one doesn't really work. Hey, what's that on your head?
Eh? Oh, it's a that's a space kipper.
Space kipper. When did you become space Jewish?
Oh, when I space married my space wife. She's a space Jew. The end. That was written by both of us. Sort of.
We really
that was pretty good.
That was good. I changed voices a couple times, but we really need an ending to that, like a pre-recorded ending with like a dun dun at the end. Just because we have awkward silence for a little bit. And
just sort of, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll just cut out the silence.
Yeah.
All right.
Done with that one.
That's the last of our skits. Oh, we don't, man, we don't have that much time left.
No, we don't. This like one's gone pretty fast.
Yeah. Oh, hey, I can't believe we're out of skits already.
I know.
But,
what are we gonna do?
Hey, Derek.
Yeah?
You remember that time we had to stop the Empire from defeating the Rebel Alliance, and I had to put on a stormtrooper suit, you know?
Wait, what? That's Star Wars.
What? No, no. No, I'm sure we did that.
No, man, that was Star Wars.
Okay, fine. Well, what about the time we went to an English wizarding school, and I had to fight the evil Lord Voldemort? And,
dude,
you were there.
That was Harry Potter. We watched that last, like, Saturday.
No. What? No, that was us.
No, man. We did. No, it wasn't. It was Harry Potter.
We did that.
No.
You know what? It doesn't even matter. But, remember the time that we had to find the Lost Ark of the Covenant? Right?
Dude.
Remember that?
That's Indiana Jones.
Okay, fine. What about the time I was a computer hacker?
The Matrix.
We became vigilantes.
Boondock Saints.
I had to fight a sorcerer.
Aladdin.
Rescue the princess.
Super Mario.
We were fighting zombies.
Shaun of the Dead.
And, okay. Dinosaurs were in the,
Jurassic Park. That was Jurassic Park. Man, what do you want?
I'm a bird.
A Notebook.
Damn it, Derek. Doesn't anything interesting ever happen to us?
No, nothing interesting ever happens to us. We're so boring. That's why we're doing this show.
Yeah, I guess. Oh, wait. What about that time I got superpowers from a radioactive spider?
Yeah, that was pretty cool. But nothing else has happened.
Well, at least we have that. And the show.
Yeah, so. Yeah, and the show. So. I really... God, we are boring, aren't we?
Yeah.
We do 30 minutes a week of just boring stuff. Making...
Well, I guess since we are close to the end,
should we do...
Do you want...
Yeah. So, obviously, we have really, really big news that we have to discuss. What the hell is that? Matt, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay, anyways, we have some big, big news. What is wrong with you?
What?
You keep making weird sounds.
I do?
Yeah, I'm trying to announce our big news, and you sound like you're choking or something weird like that.
Wargarble.
What?
Wargarble.
Okay, let's move on. We're at 26 minutes. Did you see the latest episode of South Park?
No, I didn't.
Oh, that's pretty funny. Well, I wish you had seen it.
Great review.
Well, if you had seen it, that would have been something we could have talked about.
Sucks. Oh, crap. damn it.
What happened?
What did that sound like?
It sounded like you fell down the stairs.
Wow. I fell down the stairs. Yeah, I'm just going to leave that part out.
Okay. Let's see. I heard it snowed up there.
A little bit, it did.
Up in our town.
Yeah.
Down here in A-Town. Down here in A-Town, it didn't snow. A-Town is slang for Athens. Hip. Yeah. Hippity hop hop. Whoa, space fish.
Oh, you know what you should do?
What?
You should tell the BJ Novak Anita Smith joke, and then I'll bleep out the part that nobody can hear, and then they won't understand. Because I was thinking about finding a place to just add in a bleep noise.
You mean the guy's last name?
Yeah.
You're going to bleep that out?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. BJ Novak told this one joke. Said, wouldn't it be funny if Anita Smith married Joe? You know why it's funny? You know why it's funny? Because they hate each other.
It would never work.
It would never work.
it's gonna be so funny in post.
Oh, crap. I'm gonna do it. I'm taking the plunge. I'm gonna butcher another BJ Novak joke.
Okay.
Here it goes. Who the hell figures out the drive times for Google? I mean, seriously, 9 minutes to get from Columbus to Athens? What the hell? Is there like a guy in a Maserati on Christmas morning saying, F*** you, 9 minutes, man? Crap.
Did he say from Columbus to Athens?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
He said Columbus to Court Street. Columbus to Court Street. Oh, it's so funny.
That's where we live, man.
Yeah, I was like, whoa, he knows where we're at. It's like he's really here.
He knows where he is right now. That's awesome.
Which is more than can be said for about half the population.
Okay. I thought you were going to go political.
No.
On the YouTube clip, he said from like Manhattan to... New York or something.
Yeah.
Not New York. Manhattan to some other place. I don't remember.
Yeah.
My nose is getting all stuffed up.
Oh, insider tip.
So I sound like watch sound the like next Brooklyn watch, right now.
Yeah, you are broken. You're broken, broken Brooklyn. Man. Brooklyn.
No, I'm from.
You're
I'm
broken.
Brooklyn.
You're broken in Brooklyn.
No, I'm just.
How'd that
I'm
happen?
From Brooklyn.
So you got violated in Brooklyn?
No.
When were you in Brooklyn?
No.
How did you get to Brooklyn? Did you get your time machine?
No, actually I didn't get my time machine yet, no.
Yeah.
Still waiting.
Waiting.
Waiting on the time.
That's a good machine. Movie, by the way, Waiting.
Yeah, it is pretty good.
So...
The first time you see it.
Yeah.
And then, like, 10 times after that. But after that...
Yeah, it's not good after the first time. Yeah. Okay, so we could probably wrap it on up.
I think we have enough to edit into that blank space.
Yeah. Yes, we do.
Or to make up for the blank space. So.
Yeah.
Good episode. I'm almost...
It was good episode.
I'm gonna miss it. I had fun this episode.
I did too. I wish we had more to talk about. I would make it like 6 hours long, but I can't do that because I have TV shows.
We'd run out of space.
Yeah, and because we have a limited amount of space, we need those donations. Bring them on in.
Okay, well,
that's
we better say it.
Oh, and also another thing that makes this episode better than the last episode. Oh crap! You just ruined it. I was going to say no Owen coughing. But still, no Owen. No Owen was here. Yeah, be offended, Owen. Be offended.
No Jonas Brothers songs.
No Jonas Brothers singing in the background, which is another reason we need notations. It's because we're being sued by the Jonas Brothers. I forgot to tell you that. Yeah.
That was our big news, I guess.
No, it wasn't. We already told them their really. Big. We already told them the big news.
Yeah, we did.
So, yeah. All right. Well, this has been episode 5. Hope you enjoyed. it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I too also hope you enjoyed this episode as well.
Well.
Indeed.
And thusly, haha, I used the word thusly. Thusly, we shall end said episode.
Alas, we shall. Ha, use the word alas.
So, we again. Will see you all next week. And by see, we mean record for you.
Alright, well, bye everyone.
See ya.